Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 3 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the Midday Report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.
Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News team.
Good afternoon. I'm Maggie Wall, and I'm here with Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, who's going to talk about Crab Festival. And we were just sitting in here waiting, and we were talking about spring, and Crab Festival is like the sign of summer. Yes?
It yes. 100%. Yes, we're ready for it.
Also with me is Kavitha George.
Hi there.
Whoops, I don't have your mic on. Sorry.
Hi there.
Hi. Kavitha. Did I get it right? I really have to keep apologizing. I don't got that. I could say it's about Midwestern accent, but it's not. Kavitha is our new reporter producer. So she's a voice everybody's going to be hearing a lot of. She's just jumped right in and been working on that one story, the oil spill story. So, okay, so let's come over here to Sarah. Tell me, you brought the swag.
I did. So today is a really exciting day for a couple reasons. Our Crab Fest merchandise got delivered today.
Oh, I see. I see. Yes. Well, yeah. So this is an event.
Yes.
Perfectly timed show.
Exactly. So as a lot of you know, we distribute our Crab Fest merchandise starting at Comfish, and with Comfish starting next week, we had to get it here in time. So we're going kind of crazy over at the Chamber, you know, doing inventory and making sure it's all ready. But we are so excited about this year's merchandise.
Well, I am too. I haven't looked at the merchandise lately, so I don't know what the others were. I always think of t-shirts, sweatshirts, and the posters.
Yep, exactly. This year, we have also added, they're coolies, but I would typically call them koozies, which is something that you put a hot or cold drink into. They're really fun. They've got the logo on both sides and then on the bottom, which I think is really cute because then when you're drinking, they get to see the logo and it's super cute.
Oh, that is. I get that. But here's what I noticed. Okay, it is cute. All right. I'm going to say that. It's
cute.
I'm not much on orange, but survival suits.
Yeah, that's exactly. So we kind of decided to get away from that dark colored theme that Crab Fest has had most years with the black, the navy blue, the dark gray. Yes, we're in Kodiak. We get our clothes dirty. Sure, we understand that. But really, we wanted to just bring this fun element. Our logo really spoke to us this year. It's a little fisherman wearing a crab stocking cap that's orange. And so we really just went with that orange theme. We ran with it and we thought, you know, what a fantastic opportunity for us to showcase some Crab Fest gear. But it's also versatile then, too, because if you're out running or hiking the trails, you don't have to worry about the hunters at all. You know, you've got that hunting blazing orange. So it's a lot more visible. And think how fun it's going to be at Crab Fest to see a sea of orange.
Oh, I see. So the sweatshirts and things are orange.
Everything is orange. We've got orange stocking caps with an embroidered logo.
I get it. I was thinking, you're going to go running with this orange thing? All right. Good thing it'll hold it tight.
Can you describe for us how you settled on the logo?
Oh, yeah. So quite a few months back now, we actually got to come here and explain our logo in our poster contest. And that's something that we put out to the entire community. Absolutely anyone can submit anything. And we got some really adorable entries from our elementary school and high school students, too. I mean, there was some serious talent out there, but Kodiak in general is just such a talented town. So we have a Crabfest committee that put this contest out to the public. And when we got all of our entries, we literally taped everything up on every available surface in the Chamber of Commerce building and checked out all these logos. And this one just really spoke to us. We actually had very, very few alterations that we made to it this year, which is not typical. And same with our poster design then, too.
Oh, cool. So I have to tell you that I thought this was a Viking, but that's not antlers. That's a crab.
They're crab claws.
Yes, crab claws on top of the guy's head. And it's holding a sign that instead of saying carpe diem, seize the day, it says crab diem.
Oh, yeah, crab diem. And we've been doing seize the day, like you spell it S-E-A-S.
Yes, that's the other thing at the top here, S-E-A-S.
Yeah, we had some fun with puns this year.
Yeah, I see that. Now, I get this one. This is a keychain.
Mm-hmm. So, as always, we have always sold the keychains, the magnets, and the pins that you can wear.
Oh, is that what this is? Is a magnet?
That's exactly what it is.
The black thing on the back. Okay, I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought it might have been a challenge coin, but it's kind of big for that.
You know, I had someone else mention to me, it brought up their childhood, and anyone that used to play with Pogs would know that as your big coin that would use to flip the Pogs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It'll only resonate with a few, but for those Pogs of you listening that know,
should I write
it looks
down?
Like a pog.
All right. So I'm writing a note here. Pog, P-O-G-S.
Look it up. Have Look some up. Fun.
All right. So when is Crab Festival?
Crab Fest is going to be this year from May 23rd through the 27th.
And that is school get out before that?
It'll be Memorial Day weekend, just like always.
And so didn't they shift schools so that school, you don't have kids either, right?
I don't know.
So anyway, I don't know. But I think last year it was school ended and then Crab Festival.
I feel like that's right.
But I don't know. Well, if Maggie, you could control the world. Yes. So how old is the Crab Festival?
This is 61 years of the Crab Festival. Last year was our Diamond Jubilee, so it was a fun little anniversary year for us. And this year we just kept the fun going, just no anniversary.
Is it very different from when it first began?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun. I have only been able to attend two Crab Festivals. So I have had a lot to learn managing this year's Crab Festival. And so I went back into my archives because I love doing social media stuff. So why not have a throwback Thursday or something like that, sort of a post. So I went way back and, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe some of the photos that I saw. The parade has been a longstanding tradition and I loved seeing that continuing on. But we used to have crab races, which I just thought was awesome. I wish we had crabs that we could bring that back with. So we had crab races and
seal skinning.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see that. But, you know, it was amazing to really see our native Kodiak culture featured in such an amazing way at that event. Because that's really what Crab Fest is about, is celebrating our Kodiak culture, whether it's the fishing industry, the crabbing, the seals. And now it's just evolved so much to celebrating our local vendors and, of course, always our fishermen. It's really to just honor that.
It's also a big family get-together event because the kids come home from school. The fishermen, the salmon fishermen here, other fishermen are here. The set netters are getting ready to go out. And you'll see people say, oh, there you are. How was school? Oh, gosh, how was your year? It's kind of this big, like...
It's a Kodiak reunion.
A reunion, or like in the old days, they called them rendezvous, the hunters and the trappers and stuff would get together, and it's like, oh, catch up on old times. It's a lot of fun for that. I think I've told this story a million times, but I'll tell it again. When I was a kid back in Indiana, we would have the church we went to, the Catholic church we went to, had festivals, is what they called it, the festival. Mm-hmm. And they would have rides and fish fries and horses that went around in circles and things for adults and those little ping pong balls to get a fish in a jar. Yeah. You know, they had just all kinds of stuff. And I came here and Crab Festival was like, well, the festival was bigger. It's like, okay, you should have seen the Marion County Fair or the Indiana State Fair. It's like, this is like so weeny, you know? And so for a long time, I didn't go to the Crab Festival because I was smug or something, right? And then I realized, well, you know, this is Kodiak. I'd go down there and go to Crab Festival. And then I came to realize it's a Kodiak thing. I mean, it is special in its own way. To compare it to something else isn't the same because they are not doing the same things we are. We are honoring the fishing fleet.
Right.
We are talking about our tradition. We are getting this annual get together because that's how Kodiak works. That's the ebb and flow of this island. And it's the community and the people and the nonprofits have their booths there and make money there. El Chicano's got their start at Crab Festival. Marie used to have her, she did Mexican food and she had a place with wheels and then she would always have a booth. And so, and the art show, I mean, it was just, this is special. This, I mean, I've come to love Crab Festival and I was very much against it. So I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. Something else that struck me, because just like you, I came from the Midwest. I was used to these massive festivals and things like that. But nowhere that I have ever lived have I gotten to experience an entire town celebrating the festival. I grew up in Illinois with the Illinois State Fair, and sure, that was an exciting thing to go to, but it wasn't the entire town participating. If you're interested in any Crab Fest activities, you know, the newspaper, we work with them, and we release the full schedule of events, and you just wouldn't believe the amount of things that you can do. And that's what I've had to explain to people is it's not only our downtown Midway area, it's the entire community has events happening.
Yeah, it's kind of a local party, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to say, in the old days, there used to be crab.
Mm-hmm.
That now one of the vendors is they're going to still have crab.
You know, we've had to have a lot of vendor changes, and today is another special aspect of today is our first today that we have released applications for our vendors, for our parades, and for our events. So that means hopefully within the next few weeks, I'll actually know what vendors we'll have, including hopefully someone that's selling crab.
Yeah. And in the old days, they used to take the crabs were this big, literally. Mm-hmm. They were like as far as I could reach. They were huge. And king crab. And so they would put them in cages, crab pots, in the harbor. And so then the divers would go down and get them and pull them up like, oh, I just pulled up this huge crab.
Yeah.
There are pictures of those things.
Yeah.
The mirror has a really good archive of photos.
Sure.
Because they have the old newspapers and, you know, they go all the way back to the founding of the newspaper.
Sure. Yeah, we're trying. One of our projects is definitely to start archiving some of those photos of Crab Fest, Comfish, our Coast Guard Appreciation event. You know, the Chamber does a lot around town. We host some pretty big community events. So we're going to try really hard to get some of our photo archives out there to share with the community.
Yeah, that would be cool. And then the parades are always popular. The kitty parade.
Huh? Yeah, the shrimp parade.
The shrimp parade.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So absolutely everything is up and posted on our website for you to go ahead and make your entries. And so, yeah, absolutely start thinking about those floats and the costumes that you want to wear as kids and all that fun stuff. So,
the website or the Facebook page?
Both.
Okay.
Yes. Everything. We've got it all covered now. So if you'd prefer to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, we've got the information there. And then also on our website. So the Chamber has a few different Facebook pages. You can find it Kodiak Chamber. You can find us at Comfish Alaska or Kodiak Comfish, I think is what it is. And then we also have our Crab Fest. So you can search all those on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and start following us for up-to-minute updates on everything.
Do you know how many people are involved in the booths? How many booths do you normally have?
You know, I'm still pretty early in my research as the manager.
Okay, right.
But I want to say we have close to 50.
50. Uh-huh. And they're all there next to the Harbor Masters.
Yes. Yep.
And then they spread across the street again, did they? No, that was where the sawdust was.
Right.
Because they eliminated that one so they could have parking, and two so they wouldn't have little kids running across the street.
Right. Exactly. Just in talking with the police and the fire marshal, that was becoming such a hazard that we really had to do something and streamline it. So we're definitely looking for ways to expand, because we know everyone loves Crab Fest so much. There's never too many booths or never too much food that you can sell out here. So we're exploring some other ways that we can get some additional space out there.
The here was the numbers. You probably don't know this number then. There are just phenomenal numbers of people who volunteer.
Yes.
And are involved in it. I would say hundreds.
Hundreds, for sure. Absolutely. And it won't necessarily just be volunteers for the midway setup and our Crab Fest booth and things like that. The sheer number of events that happen during this time that aren't necessarily chamber associated, but we help to promote, the sheer number of volunteers is absolutely in the hundreds.
Right. And the Coast Guard usually, if the weather permits, comes and does that dropping and rescuing.
Right, the demo, the Coast Guard demonstration. Absolutely.
I know, it's just so heartrending to watch those guys.
It is. You know, just majestic is the word that I would describe it. It might sound silly, but that's absolutely what I would say to describe it.
And then the Fisherman's Wives Survival Suit Race. That's a cool one.
Yep. And then the memorial that they do, is just...
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't been to that, that's just a really moving experience.
That's on a Sunday.
It is. Yep. Sunday morning.
It is kind of a tearjerker. They read the names of all the people that have died. And yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Now on that sad note, let's move on to something not so sad. We also have Comfish coming up.
We do.
You will be back next week and like going in real detail about
Comfish. I will. I will have the full list of forum descriptions that I promise I won't read verbatim. We'll have a whole list of the vendors that are going to be there. And we've got just a ton of giveaways that are going to be happening this year that we're really excited about.
That's right. That's new.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about giveaways.
Yes. So I can't go into too much detail right now because I don't have the full list of our prizes. And I certainly want to be able to honor the sponsors that are making all those door prizes available to us.
But that's new. I mean, that's different.
It is. Absolutely. So we really want to encourage everybody from the community. You know, this is not just for commercial fishermen in that industry. You know, this is an opportunity to learn about this industry that is massive in this town. It's so important. You know, I think it's fair to say that without commercial fishing, Kodiak would not be here. You know,
it would not.
Exactly. So Comfish will have a whole bunch of forums, which are a fantastic opportunity to learn some things about our environment and where we live and some of the issues that are affecting our commercial fishermen and our island itself. You know, it's actually very wide ranging. But then also we have our vendors that come, and some of them are definitely targeted specifically to commercial fishing. That's the materials that they're going to have. But absolutely, there's something there for everyone. And to kind of promote and encourage you to check out as many booths as possible, we'll be having stamp cards with 8 blanks on the back. And each vendor will have a unique stamp. When you visit 8 unique vendors, you'll have your stamp card completed, and you can enter that for the week's drawing, or for the day's drawing. We're doing it every day and probably a few times a day. But
every day of the event, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week.
Exactly. Thank you. Uh-huh. And all of that's going to culminate on Thursday. We're going to be giving away a grand prize airline ticket. We don't know the amount yet, but it will be enough to get us a round trip off the rock. Oh, cool. And so that'll happen on Thursday and Friday both. So we're really excited to have that. If you make a purchase over $100 while you're at Comfish, that vendor is automatically going to fill out your complete stamp card. So you just have that much more opportunity to win.
No, that'll be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the food at those food events are really good.
Yeah, so we start out on Wednesday with our Rockfish Taco Feed at the brewery, and that's just a $5 donation. Come eat as much fish tacos as you can. It always runs out pretty fast, so get there early, and it should be really fantastic. And then something that we haven't really shared a whole bunch in the past is on Thursday, we have an open public reception for Comfish. So if you're around between 5 and 7 on Thursday, we have Trident Seafoods has donated a whole bunch of their seafood, and then they have brought in their own personal Trident chefs to prepare that seafood. And that is completely free. So come out and have some little appetizers, just little bites. And then we'll also have our 40th anniversary Comfish cake, because we are celebrating a big anniversary. And, you know, cake is how you do it.
So I guess this is kind of my same question, but how has Comfish changed in 40 years?
You know, Comfish has actually gotten quite a bit smaller from how it started. It was actually originally in the airplane hangar at the Coast Guard base, and just this massive, massive event. And over the years, it's changed locations and scaled back a little bit. And most of that can be attributed to our society being online. You know, we can do a lot more shopping and exploring out there. So it used to be that our commercial fishermen completely relied on this event to get their information for the year. So it wasn't a leisurely activity. It was a must. You know, they really had to have this to be successful in their businesses. We like to think that we certainly still offer a lot of that information and make it a fun event now, too.
I'm guessing there were fewer cakes and fish tacos.
Absolutely. I mean, we've made it better with fish tacos and cake. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there.
The other things the chamber does.
Yeah.
Excuse me a second. You are the community relations
director.
Director.
Yes.
I'm liking that. Director.
Yes.
So you coordinate a lot of things. Tell me some of the other things the chamber does. I'm thinking business after hours, which is now people who are not chamber members can come. That's really
nice.
Exactly. And I don't think a lot of people know that. So that's important that they know.
Absolutely.
And gosh, some trainings.
Yeah. So let me run through some of them. So we have our business after hours, which we try and host once a month. And it's typically, for sure, they have to be a member with us to host it. So our businesses can come to us and say, hey, you know, we just want the community to have this inside look at our business. It's always really fun to have these and open it up to the public, because businesses will give tours of their facilities that aren't maybe necessarily typically seen. The Baranoff did a really fun one where we got to go in their store area, like their storage area, in their offices, which, sure, you know, maybe it's not special to the people that work there, but as a community member, it's a really fun aspect to see, you know, just how our community works and comes together. And it's just a nice time for the community to learn a little bit more about this business, to have that personal touch, to get to know our neighbors a little bit better. And I have never not learned something at one of these business after hours. I have always walked away thinking, well, I've got to make sure I do that, or I'm absolutely going to join up with them. I believe in what they're doing, or yeah, that looks fun. I've never seen that exercise equipment. I absolutely want to go to this gym and try it out. So business after hours are always a lot of fun. We always have our split the pot there so that people have opportunities to win some money. And we've always got door prizes too, and always food. So business after hours, they're just completely worth a couple hours of your time. And they're usually in the middle of the week so that you don't have a lot of schedule conflict.
Is it one business per month?
Yeah, typically we've got one business per month. Every once in a while right now, we are also adding ribbon cuttings into that are pretty similar to our business after hours, but they just showcase some of the new things that businesses have going on, whether it's new stuff or refurbishment, anything like that. I know in April we're planning on doing one for the Frame Shop, who's opening and unveiling their collaborative artist gallery. So we're excited to see the changes that are happening there.
You guys also do a lot of forums, and I'm supposed to ask you a question because you have a forum coming up during Comfish with about the budget, the state budget.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you get some hard-hitting issues. You had a really good forum about the crime.
Right, crime spree. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we try really hard to bring forums to our community that are of pretty serious interest. So we've done a crime in the Kodiak community forum. Just last week, we had a forum about preparing your business and your employees for tsunamis. And then Comfish is all about forums. We have 2 full days jam-packed with forums. Most of our political figureheads that are going to be speaking are on Thursday afternoon. I don't have the full list in front of me, so shame on me. But I will definitely make sure I talk about that next week. But yeah, absolutely. And outside of Comfish, anytime that there is a political seat that's being raced for, we do forums so that it's understood how it affects our, again, the fishing community, which is so massive in Kodiak. But we've definitely been expanding to our outreach on educational opportunities and working directly with the SBDC.
Small Business Development.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, the Small Business Development Center.
Center.
Yep, absolutely. So we are working with them to try and get them to send some people over here to us so that we can have in-person classes that are free to our membership. Right now, we do send out a weekly email of all the SBDC classes that are available for the coming weeks. But we'd love to have them come here and present in person.
Because a lot of those are online, so you can do it yourself.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of webinars that the SBDC offers, but we're trying to get them again to just do that in-person stuff. If you have interest in that and you're out there listening today, I would encourage you to call me at the chamber 486-5557 because we actually have an opportunity to try and qualify for a grant program and we need to write letters to the SBDC that have to be submitted no later than March 22nd so that we can try and take advantage of this. So if you are a business owner and want to have more SBDC representation on our island, please reach out to me and we can try and get that to happen here.
Okay, that sounds good. We're coming up on the end here. So I want to make sure we have everything to do with Crab Festival, the deadline, the application, right?
Yes. So we have both the vendor application and the schedule of events participation form. Those are available online at kodiakchamber.org. And the deadline for those is April 29th.
Okay.
And then for the parade form, you have a little bit longer, but not much. The deadline for that is May 3rd.
So if I wanted to get together and have my dog and me in the parade, I'd have to fill out one of those things.
Yep, and you can get that online or you can stop by our office and we've already got some printed up so it can be nice and easy for you.
Okay, and the application is for the booths.
Yes, it's for our vendors. So it's either food or merchandise if you'd like to be a vendor for that. Pretty reasonable pricing. It hasn't changed much over the years. So it's a pretty fantastic opportunity to get your stuff out in front of people.
And I'm assuming they're going to have the same things like races and stuff like that. So you have a little time to train.
Right.
For those things.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, because I just released the forms today, I don't know exactly what's coming. But from what I've seen in the past, those are the things we can expect.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we're out of time and I'm waiting to, you know what? Silly me. I am hearing the theme song. I didn't push the right button. Maggie Lou. I got so excited talking to you. Sorry. Okay, so that kind of covers it for the Chamber of Commerce for this week. Thank you for coming, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, as always.
5557.
Yes.
Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.